In addition to last year's prison privatization plan, the legislature also slipped a provision into the budget to privatize health care services. Now, Florida Nursing Association spokesman Jeannie Demshar says her union is hoping a judge will rule privatizing Florida's prison health care services is unconstitutional, just like a judge ruled last year with the prison privatization plan. She says if privatizing inmate health care services goes forward, about 1,000 employees will lose their jobs.
If the privatization of Department of Corrections health services goes forward, a lot of people out there can lose their jobs, and we're really concerned about that. And these are people that are, you know, have not had a raise in 6 years, 8 years actually. They're working for very low pay and they work very hard. So we really want to do everything we can to protect them.
Currently, the Department of Corrections is moving forward with allowing private vendors to submit their bids until Monday. A spokeswoman for the Department of Corrections says the lawsuit is under review. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.